About a year or less than a year after we were married, God gave us a beautiful little boy whom we called Harold Stephen. And he became such an attraction for the Chinese to see a blonde boy. All their children are black haired when they're born. But our little boy, he was blonde like his mother, who was also blonde. And we had so much joy from our little boy, our little Harold, and he was just a sunshine in our home. When I came home tired from the meetings in the street chapel and our evening service at the mission station, I was very, very busy those days. I had up to 3 meetings a day and 4 meetings on Sunday, and continued that way for a long, long time. And God blessed our witness and our testimony. Coming home tired in the evenings, what a blessing it was to be together with my loved ones at home. Then another year later, my wife had twins born, but they were premature. 7-month babies, one died at birth, and we had this midwife staying with us and working together with us there at our mission station while she was also learning the language. She was our great helper. We didn't have any incubator for the babies that were born premature, but she managed with hot water bottles to keep one of them alive for 3 months. We called her Esther in memory of the midwife that was such a great helper to us. But she took sick with pneumonia, a cold and pneumonia, and died. So we lost the 2 little babies. I had to make little coffins and take them to the cemetery and bury them in the martyrs' cemetery north of our city, where some who had been martyred during the Boxer Trouble in 1900 were buried, and a few other Chinese Christians buried at that same place. When Dr. and Howard Taylor, Dr. and Mrs. Howard Taylor came through our district in 1921 in the summer, then our little Harold was 18 months old, had began to run around, say Mama and Papa, and could talk a little, and he was such a happy little boy. We were at Ningyuan, where we had dedication of that chapel, where Dr. Howard and Mrs. Howard Taylor were with us. And on the way home from that dedication service, we had dinner at the Chinese Inn. And Mrs. Howard Taylor, she was so thrilled about little Harold. And she wanted to feed him Chinese food as we had that inn. Finally, I said to her, maybe you shouldn't give him of those Chinese flour dumplings and some fat pork that we had also with that. Oh, she said, that would do him good, that would do him good. And she meant ever so well. I couldn't hinder her. She loved our little boy so much. But after they had left, Harold took sick with diarrhea, which also turned into dysentery. I had to go on a preaching tour to a village at one of our stations. And I prayed to God, and I thought, so surely our boy would get well from that diarrhea that he had. But when I came back from my meetings, it had become dysentery and looked very dangerous. We had no foreign doctor, but we had Dr. Ho, who had been converted at our services. And he had studied foreign medicine in Japan and was a real MD doctor. And he did all he could. He even pumped his stomach to help so that Harold would get well. But with all we could do and what we prayed and we hoped for the best, but one day the Lord took our beautiful little Harold away from his daddy and mother, and I had to have another little coffin made and take our dear little Harold to the Martyr Cemetery, north of the city. I'll never forget the evening when Alma and I sat outside in the warm summer evening, and when we had lost a little boy, how we thanked God for the 18 months that we had had him. But he was gone, and when we had gone to be with Jesus, it was hard for her. And the twins had also been taken away from us. So it was one of the great trials that met us over there in China. Later on, in the fall of the same year, I was traveling to an outstation in Saoqing, where I had a week of special meetings preaching the gospel, witnessing for my Lord. While I was there, word came to me that my dear Alma had been taken sick with typhus fever. I had to go to the meetings. Come right back home. She was still with us, and our nurse, the doctor, did all they could for her, but all to no avail. She was so happy, she was delirious at times, and then she, between she was delirious, she just was praising God, praising the Lord for his wonderful salvation. He offered her a little water to drink, said, oh no, I have no time to drink. I must be praising my Lord, I must be praising my Savior. So she didn't take time to drink. This was in between, she was delirious. And then on the seventh day of her typhus fever, the Lord took her away and took her home. This was in the month of, was it November or December, just sometime before Christmas. It was very hard. I had already been out more than 8 years time in China. And the other missionaries thought that the time for me was now that I should go home and take a rest. So I decided to leave for home, and in 1922 in the winter, I left for Shanghai and over the Pacific Ocean on a steamer. I was given a room all by my own, a cabin where I could pray, sing songs about heaven and the glory that awaits those who have gone to be with the Lord. The world became like a wilderness to me, but Jesus became very precious to me. I came home to America. When I came to Seattle, I bought a newspaper. On the front page, I read about the man that lost his wife. And that was so hard for him that he couldn't live any longer. He committed suicide. I thank the Lord that I had the better hope. On the train toward to Minneapolis, coming near to Minneapolis, I bought a Minneapolis journal, and the same thing again. Another man in that paper had lost his wife, couldn't bear it, committed suicide. I praised the Lord that He had taken care of my loved ones and of myself, and I could still carry on and knew that the Lord gave and the Lord had taken away, and I could say praise the Lord. And I knew, as I had known before, that all things work together for good to them that love God.